Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Hello and welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com. Still awaiting my co-host Johnny Danger, but in the meantime, I will go ahead and talk about tonight's show. We've got two first-time guests to Georgia Wrestling Now. Here he is. Is that you, Johnny? Hello? Looks like he's having trouble getting through, so hopefully he'll get through. But anyway, we've got Ace Haven, best known from Pro South Wrestling in Piedmont, Alabama, as well as Johnny Viper from Empire Wrestling Entertainment in Rossville, are tonight's guests. And oddly enough, they were once a tag team, I found out. Johnny, you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here now.
All right. You have a hard time getting through sometimes, don't you?
Yeah, for some reason, sometimes it'll just ring and ring. I have no proof of this, but I'm going to blame this one on Quasimandisco as well.
Well, you have a lot to blame him for these days.
Yeah, you could say that.
Well, I was just talking about who we have on the show tonight, but we'll get back to that in a minute. But how are things with you? Is your eye any better?
You know, I'm happy to say it is. I think resting over the past weekend did me a lot of good. My right eye is pretty much back to normal. The left one's starting to clear up. And look, I'll be good to go by the time PCW is back in Porterdale on the 7th. Of course, I'm not cleared to wrestle, but I hope to be there for my Johnny Danger time segment.
And what about that show on the 4th that PCW is doing? You know if you'll be there?
In fact, I will be doing a special Johnny Danger time at the Actors Express on the 4th.
All right. Well, we'll talk a little bit more about both of those shows next week. But in the meantime, the only wrestling I made it to since our last show was when SmackDown and the main event were recorded on Tuesday at Phillips Arena. Of course, everybody's seen those shows as well as Survivor Series now. But did you get to see either of those, Johnny?
Yeah, actually, I got invited out to the SmackDown taping and kind of had to lay low because of my face. I didn't want to alarm anybody. I wasn't looking as handsome as I am today, but I did catch the show, and it was fun.
Yeah, I thought the Rhodes Brothers match was especially good, the one that kicked off SmackDown, and features some local talent there.
was my favorite match of the night.
Yeah, cool. Well, like I said, everybody, it's not like we have anything to talk about that already aired and Survivor Series happened. Did you get to see Survivor Series?
I didn't. What were your thoughts on the show?
I don't know. Overall, I thought it was a decent show. I liked that they had a couple of traditional Survivor Series style matches, which is something they haven't done a whole lot of in recent years. I was glad to see Mark Henry return and defeat Ryback. What else was there? There was the weird thing at the end where World Heavyweight Champion John Cena came out after Randy Orton successfully defended the WWE title, and they just kind of had a stare down sort of thing, which I guess hints at a possible conflict between the two of them. I'm not sure how they'd handle the two titles, if they would both be on the line or if it'd be a unification kind of thing, which a lot of people have been wanting for quite a while, but I thought it was pretty good. It wasn't the best, but I've seen worse pay-per-views, that's for sure.
Right on.
But, so this is traditionally, or, you know, there was a time where Thanksgiving week and the day of Thanksgiving was a big day for wrestling. Survivor Series itself used to be held on Thanksgiving, of course, and locally there were all kinds of events, but that doesn't seem to be the case anymore. But there are a few shows running. I did see that there's a show on Wednesday night. I'm trying to find info about that, called Turkey Toss. The main event is Dab Savage and Chris Nelms. There's a few other matches and a band. I know the BFFs are part of that show, and Zach Edwards, Drew Adler, so that may be a good show. And then I just saw something on Facebook. Renegade Championship Wrestling is running on Thanksgiving as well as Friday and Saturday. That is in... I'm not finding where it is. I believe that's in North Georgia, Chatsworth. They have cage matches, I believe, at every show, all three of those shows. You know of any others? Well, Alternative Pro Wrestling is doing a Black Friday show. And then, of course, tonight's guests are both wrestling this weekend. Ace Haven is wrestling at Pro South on Black Friday, and then also at Peach State on Saturday in Carrollton. And Johnny Viper is going to be at Empire on Saturday. I'm not sure where else he might be wrestling, but I believe that's all the major shows this week. Do you know of any that I might be overlooking?
No, I've been doing some searching myself, the ones you've been talking about, but I don't know of any additional shows at this time. Hopefully our guest tonight can fill us in on that.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We do have a caller. I believe this might be our first guest, so I'll go ahead and bring him on the line and see. Hello, is this Ace Haven?
Yes, sir. What's going on, guys?
Not much. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well.
Good. So, yeah, you probably heard us talking about, kind of just talking about what the few shows that are going on for Thanksgiving week. You're involved in two of them.
Absolutely.
And unbeknownst to me, when I booked the guest for tonight's show, you and Johnny Viper have been a tag team at times, I understand. Is that right?
Yes, in the early days of Empire over in Rossville, we did quite a bit of tagging, actually, and we had a series of matches at Pro South against each other as well.
All right, and you are now one half of the tag team champions at Pro South, I understand.
I guess you would call it one third. We got a free bird rule going on, and myself and Jed Johnson and Scott Spade all are kind of sharing the tag titles at the moment.
Okay, so which ones will be in action this Friday, and who will you be facing?
It'll be myself and Scott Spade tagging up. Some guys may have seen this when we did our run on Rampage TV, tagging as the Wild Cards about a year ago, but we'll be against a team out of Birmingham called High Def, Jeremy Foster and Cody O'Connor, and Damian Serotonin and James Hardy in a triangle tag team match Friday.
All right. Well, of course, Pro South is just over the Georgia border in Alabama, but we've had people on the show before that have been part of that show, and you've had people like Adam Pierce, and you did that Chikara show. I guess that was, what, 2 years ago? Or was that last year?
Chikara show was last year.
Okay. So tell us a little bit more about Pro South. I know it used to be part of NWA, but obviously you get some higher profile competitors and events there, but and a lot of local talent wrestles there as well. But I personally have never been to a Pro South show, and I don't think Johnny Danger has either. So give us a little bit of info about it.
Well, I'm sure you guys heard about the Alabama Athletic Commission when they took over and regulated everything.
Yeah.
So a lot of the shows had to change the style of product that they offered because you couldn't do stuff on the floor anymore unless you had a certain level of padding, and you couldn't do anything on the barricades, you know, unless you had certain kind of barricades as well. So fortunately, Pro South has been, I guess, remodeled is the word, remodeled to fit to the regulations. So we're able to do a lot of those cruiserweight, high-flying type stuff that you wouldn't usually get to see on indie shows because of regulations that you can't, or guys just saying, no, I'm not going to fall on that. So we're not going to do that here.
Well, who are some of the regulars there at Pro South these days as far as the roster goes?
Of course, myself, Jed Johnson, Scott Spade. We got some guys that have just come in from GCW down in Pell City, Jake Cole, Jeremy Foster, Cody O'Connor, Damian Serratone, Big Tombs there as well. We got Cody Hall coming in starting in December. He should be pretty regular as well. We got Bulldog James Dillon, which is one of Jake Roberts and Scott Hall's trainees, and he's going to be starting with us in December as well.
All right. And then, of course, you've also worked various Georgia promotions. I've seen you at NWA Atlanta, and you're back at Peach State this Saturday. And I believe you have a little bit of a history with your opponent there, Mike Jackson.
Oh, yeah. Myself and Mike have been across from each other in the ring way too many times at this point. So we work well together. I think we have a good chemistry. You know, Mike has his 70s, 80s NWA-ish top style. Not that there's anything wrong with that. And, you know, I've got more of the modern-day cruiserweight top style, which, again, there's nothing wrong with that. But we have to, you know, we have to merge those together when we do something. It's never just, you know, an old, slow, methodical, old-school type match or a fast-paced, you know, younger kind of spotty guy. Just kind of a fusion of both of them. And I think we do a good job of blending that. I enjoy the matches we've had together.
When's the last time you guys wrestled? That was just a couple months ago at Peach State, I believe, right?
We wrestled at Peach State, but then about a month ago in Pro Wrestling Alabama in Jasper, myself and the Ultimate Dragon teamed up to take on Mike Jackson and Snake Roberts.
What was that like?
And did that lead to the picture I'm looking at in your Facebook now with the snake on you?
Oh, yeah. And the snake, the snake probably weighed more than I do. So that was a pretty interesting experience to have a snake that was about your weight laying on top of you, slithering around for a few seconds. It was interesting would be, I guess, the best word to use to describe that.
Yeah, I probably have a couple different words for that.
So did my wife did too. Most of them were expletives and telling me how stupid I was for not getting away from the snake a little sooner. So
it had to be an honor to be in there with Jake, though.
Oh yeah, and Jake, he looks a lot better. I don't know if you guys have seen him yet on this recent string of shows that he's hit down here. I know he did Peach State. He did two dates with Pro Wrestling Alabama, one in Jasper, one in Pell City. And he looks really good. I mean, he's lost a lot of weight. He looks cleaner. I mean, I know he's cleaned it up and everything, but you can really see it on him, and I'm glad for him because he's a really good guy. He seems like he's legitimately a nice guy.
Yeah, I believe, were you part of that Superstars show in Rome?
Yeah, I was down there for that, too. We got to meet a lot of really cool guys, so that was a great experience. I hope the guy made money. I'm not sure what the budget that he had, but I hope he did. Because, you know, the local indie scene around here really needs more stuff like that. You know, Perks was great when it was around because you were getting to see the names like that. They were bringing in Kevin Nash and just various other people that they brought in. And after Perks closed, you know, Peach State brought in a few big names, but not really to the extent that Perks and Cedartown was. And I think the Superstar thing was a good thing. I think it really will help the wrestling scene around here.
Yeah. Did you get to get in the ring with anybody like that you idolized or anything like that while you were there?
Unfortunately, I didn't. I was on the card pretty much as a last-minute addition through some favors of some friends of mine. But I had a great time anyway. It wasn't to myself and my wife. It wasn't really about working the main card. It was just about getting to meet a lot of guys. You know, I've always been a huge fan of Jake. Growing up, it was really good to meet, you know, get to hang around him. We really got to talk a whole lot more than we did at the last show because, it was, you know, it was a show. It was business. It was go out there and do your job type thing. But over here we had a lot more time to just kind of cut up and whatnot, and, you know, always good to see people that you've met, whether they were, you know, big names or not. You know, we saw Ricky Morton, Robert Gibson, we got to meet them. And then we bumped into Kyle Matthews and got to have a good word with him. And it was just really good to see a lot of guys that we knew or wanted to know or just always saw on TV. It was a real fun event. I was really happy with it.
Well, speaking of Kyle Matthews, you had a match with him at that Chikara show last year. There's, you know, a lot of people have had negative things to say about that match. Do you what went on in that match? Is there anything you want to say about it? Maybe clear the air a little bit?
You know, I guess it would have to be on a case-by-case type basis to address each negative concern. But a lot of that, there's really no need to even comment on it, because you either like my work or you don't, and there's really no thought process or opinion that I could give that would change that fact. So there's really nothing to say to that. There's a lot of, I guess you would call it, slander and blasphemy about how that match came about, which, again, it's not even worth commenting on, because if you comment on things like that, then you take these little people that are saying these things and you elevate them up to a pedestal, and there's just no need to put the little comments they're saying up on a pedestal. I address the negative critiques that I got from people that I've learned to listen to, such as Kyle Matthews and various other people of that skill level. But in terms of just addressing each little concern, I try to just filter out the negative and take the experience for what it was. It was a great experience. It was a great locker room of guys, and I was more than happy with the match. Kyle seemed more than happy with the match, as well as the crowd, and Mike seemed happy with the match. So I really don't have any concerns with it, and I was proud of my work in the match.
Fair enough. You mentioned your size a couple times. You obviously are not the biggest guy out there. How do you adapt when you're wrestling bigger guys? Or, you know, you talked a little bit about different styles with Mike Jackson, but just being the style wrestler and size wrestler you are, how do you cope and adapt with the different people you face in the ring?
Well, I try to always keep in mind how big I'm not, I guess is the best way for that. I try to keep in mind my size anytime that I have any match with anybody, not just anyone bigger than me, because at my size, you're pretty much throwing everybody on the other side of that equation. So it doesn't change too awful much. But I try to be that person that everybody wants to see get severely injured. Not just that kind of character that you're like, I want to see Mike Jackson get him and give him his comeuppance. You don't want to see Mike Jackson just beat me up. You want to see Mike Jackson take a steamroller and run over my head a few times. I just try to do that. You know, I try to play on people's emotions deeper than worrying about, well, you know, I'm this big. Are they going to believe that I can go out there and physically beat Mike Jackson up? They don't have to, because that's not the lie that I'm trying to tell. The lie I'm trying to tell is that you're going to hate me so bad that you're going to want anyone to walk through that curtain to beat me up. A big guy, a small guy, it doesn't matter. You're just going to want somebody to come to the curtain and put their hands on me in some way. So I try to think more towards how can I interact and how can I involve the crowd as absolutely as much as I can, and how much can I do to get the best reaction out of them finishing that story, if you know, if that's where the direction's going, or if that's where the direction needs to go. How can I get to that and get to the best possible ending to that story? You know, I try to focus more on crowd reaction than anything else. And I think that's the thing that's went away a lot on the independent scene, just everywhere, because everywhere now you have so many guys that are wrestling for the boys in the back. You know, they're wrestling to have good five-star ROH style matches, and you know, a lot of the crowds down here just don't. It sounds horrible when I say this, but a lot of the crowds down here in the South just aren't wrestling fans. a lot of the people in the South are wrestling fans. They want to see someone run their mouth, and they want to see that person get horribly beat up. And that's about it. They really can't tell you the difference between a wrist lock and a drop salt and et cetera, et cetera. So I try to focus on getting the most emotion out of any fans that I can. If that comes from doing a cool series of moves that I can make sense from where it needs to go in the match, fine. If that comes from me pantsing a rival wrestler, then that's the direction I'm going to go.
Well, that's not more true anywhere than at Peach State, as I'm sure you know.
Absolutely, man. And that crowd is so involved, and it makes everything go better and feel better when you have a crowd that you're running through this match, you're going a mile a minute, and you know, crap, something went wrong. But they don't. And that's the art. That's the art to me of wrestling, is that we can screw up, and our audience may not necessarily realize it. But, you know, if you throw a guitarist up on stage and he hits a couple of wrong chords in Freebird, he's going to get hung.
Yeah, well, you mentioned how much the people hate you, yet you call yourself the last hero. Is that irony on your part, or where did that name come from?
Then it is a lot of irony. The name actually, the origin of the name came from a promo with one of my rivals at Pro South that had just recently turned, and he did a promo about, you know, this town needed a new hero, blah, 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 et cetera, et cetera. Led to my promo back to him, and I dubbed myself the last hero from that. But in a sort, it is a sort of irony, because when I first started wrestling, and to this day, I still get the fact that, you know, I shouldn't be in the business, I have no right to be in the business, et cetera, et cetera. All that kind of stuff. And I get that all the time. I got it when I first started all the way till I still get it now from a few select people. But it's kind of an irony to me that now I'm going over and I'm getting on shows that guys told me a year ago, or even more recently, that I had no business being on. You know, and I brought that point up, you know, with the Superstars of Wrestling Fan Fest. You naming off all these other people that were there and were vendor guests and advertised, and you've got Ric Flair, you've got Jake Roberts, and you've got Scott Hall, and then you've got the last hero, Ace Haven, with Amy Haven. You know, one of these things isn't like the other, and I just, it's kind of an irony of the fact that I'm achieving more success than a lot of guys would want me to have.
And why do you think that may be?
Which part? That I'm achieving the success, or that they would?
Yeah, what do you credit your success to where others might fall short?
I think it's a willingness, honestly. This isn't to be specifically at any one person or any group of people. I believe what I do, that I do better than a lot of others, is the fact that I have a willingness. You know, I'm not worried about humiliating myself if that's what needs to happen. I'm not worried about taking a major bump if that's what's best for where we're going. I have a willingness to do, for the most part, whatever's necessary to achieve the end result we're trying to achieve. And I think the fact that I'm a team player really helps more than anything else, because this is independent wrestling. Bodies are a dime a dozen. They can throw just about anybody in tights and send them out there. But are they going to be able to tell the lie that you're trying to tell? And how well can they tell it?
Got you. So Pro South, that is, how often does that run? Twice a month?
It's running the first, third, and when it happens, the fifth Friday of the month right now.
Okay. So this Black Friday show, it's a little bit of a bigger show, right?
Absolutely. We have a pretty packed card. We usually don't break out a whole lot of gimmick-type matches, but on Black Friday we're gonna have two. We've got a 2 out of 3 falls match with Jed Johnson and Frankie Valentine, the triangle tag that I mentioned earlier. We had the finals of our number one contenders tournament with Jake Cole and Big Toon. And then Stupid, our Pro South champion, will be defending his title against Brian Alexander in a last man standing match.
That should be a fun match. Those guys are both very entertaining.
I'm a big fan of both of them, especially in these type of matches. Brian tends to go above and beyond what's needed in the Call of Duty. So I'm always interested in watching these. These sometimes tend to be a train wreck. I watched him beat a guy in the Pro South building with a tractor chain a couple years back. It had a very similar setup. I want to say it was actually another last man standing, but he beat him with a tractor chain. So I'm interested to see what he might bring to ringside with him against Stupid this Friday.
You're right. And, of course, Stupid will probably have Tweety with him, so he'll have a little bit of an advantage there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Unless someone in our crowd manages to pull her over our barricade. It'll happen eventually.
And where else are you working in the next couple of weeks aside from Peach State?
I'm working for a show down in Phoenix City on the Sunday after Peach State. I think it's their Christmas show as well. I don't know the card of what's going to be happening there, but that's down in Phoenix City. Great championship wrestling. And then the next Saturday, I'll be over in Carbon Hill for Southeastern Pro Wrestling, where I'm a champion over there. So we're gonna be pretty busy over the rest of December, and then hoping we can pick up a lot more gigs in the start of the new year, start getting on the road, traveling to some new places that we haven't been to yet.
All right. Well, Johnny, do you have anything else for Ace Haven before we go to commercial?
I think I'd be amiss if I didn't mention his lovely wife. Why don't you tell us how you got Amy Haven involved?
Well, I'd known Amy on again, off again for a few years. We had some mutual friends. She went to school with my cousin for a little while. So we knew of each other on again, off again a little bit. And we started talking, and we got into a relationship together a couple years ago. And she was going around with me to some of these shows, and she had the mindset of, well, I'd kind of like to learn how to manage. Because a lot of guys they take their wife or their girlfriend of the week, whichever one that is, whatever rat they picked up off the side of the road, and throw them in something and go, well, you're a manager now. And that's not how this works. There's a science to this. Just like there's an art to wrestling, there's an art to managing, because you can manage too hard and take away from the match and do opposite of what you're trying to do. So she went to some of the guys that we knew that were well managers, getting some gigs around here, some bigger guys, some smaller guys, but Gene Jackson from Pro South and Wicked Nemesis, I'm sure the name rings a bell, helped train her and teach her how to manage properly and not take things away from the match. And I had them work with her for quite a few months before we ever debuted her at any shows, because I didn't want to be another one of those guys that, well, here's my girlfriend, she's my manager now. And I really wanted her to be qualified and know how to do things. So we got her involved. She's been doing it now for almost 2 years. So she's learned a whole lot, and I think she's made a lot of improvements. She's always really open to criticism and tries to talk to as many other people as she can about what she could have done better or what she could do less and how she could do better at ringside and how to manage one way and how to manage another way, and different stuff like that. And I think she's improved a lot over the past couple of years.
How would you say having her in your corner has affected your career?
Oh, I think it's allowed me to skyrocket at a lot of places. The Peach State fans really wanted to die. It's really bad. We came out the last Peach State show that we were on before the Jake show and announced to the world that she was pregnant, had us a pee test and whatnot with us, and the crowd was wanting Mike Jackson to drag her into the ring and beat the baby out of her.
Oh, my God.
Which is pretty graphic, in my opinion, even for a wrestling crowd, that they want an unborn child to be beaten out of someone's stomach.
I guess you
Absolutely.
Must be doing something right.
So I'm really excited though to return to Peach State this weekend. and see what happens when we come through the entranceway to go one on one with Mike Jackson again. I think it'll be pretty interesting. I think what we've got up our sleeve is going to be pretty interesting.
All right. Well, we appreciate you calling in, and good luck at all these shows coming up for you.
Thank you, guys, and I appreciate the opportunity to come on the air.
No problem. All right, unless you have anything else, we're going to take a quick commercial break. Do you have anything else you want to mention real quick, Ace?
Everything's pretty much covered, guys. Thanks.
All right, we'll talk to you later. And we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we'll be talking to Empire's Johnny Viper.
Wrestling fans, Anarchy Wrestling television tapings are the second and fourth Saturdays of every month at 4236 Level Grove Road in Cornelia, Georgia. For more information on Anarchy Wrestling and on the shows to watch the television product and a whole lot more, go to anarchy-wrestling.net. That's Anarchy Wrestling, the second and fourth Saturdays of every month in Cornelia, Georgia.
If you're hurt, get the money you deserve. If you're in pain, get the money you deserve. At Terry and Peterman, we're personal injury attorneys who take a professional, thorough approach to your accident and injury claims. Don't call some long-distance law firm or satellite office. Don't trust your claim to just anyone. For a free consultation, call the law office of Terry and Peterman today, 229-247-0386, or go online at www.terryandpeterman.com. The law offices of Terry and Peterman, making things right.
Whether you're having an autograph session, personal appearance, or live event, we got just the person you need to contact for all of those needs. SBI Bookings is home of some of the best stars in the wrestling industry today. They provide you with the best talent this business has to offer, from Kevin Nash, Larry Zbysko, Scott Steiner, and many, many more. So who will you contact next time you're planning an event? The men of SBI Bookings. Check them out at sbibookings.com.
Do you remember Tommy Rich? What about Ray Gunkel or Gordon Soley? Can't get those nasty Anderson brothers out of your head? Well, you can catch them again at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Who was on the first card you attended? Who was it under that mask? Remember the first Omni Spectacular or the big main events at the Bell Auditorium? That happened in Columbus on my birthday. Find out at GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com. Whether you want to get back some of your past, or maybe you just want to find pro wrestling in your area, check out GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com.
Welcome back to Georgia Wrestling Now. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com and my co-host, one half of the PWR Tag Team Champions, Johnny Danger. And we are now being joined by a guy who has quite an impressive reign as junior heavyweight champion up at Empire, and his name is Johnny Viper. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Doing all right. Just talked to your former tag team partner, Ace Haven. Not sure if you heard any of that, but... As I mentioned before, it was just a coincidence that I booked former tag team partners tonight, but kind of a good coincidence, I guess.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, I caught a little bit of the tail end of his segment.
So tell us a little bit about this. How many days is it now that you've held this title?
As of today, it is the 492nd day. I won the junior heavyweight title. I'm actually the only person to ever hold the title. And I won it in a four-way ladder match on July 21st of 2012. And the participants was myself, Kyle Matthews, Andrew Alexander, and a rookie at the time, Logan Alvey.
Well, that is impressive. And the names that I recognize from that assortment of people it's an impressive feat just to defeat them. But who are some of the people you have retained that title against since then?
I've actually wrestled Andrew Alexander a few times after that. We had a separate ladder match July of this year, which I was able to retain. I've also defended the title against Corey Hollis, Anthony Henry, Ace Rockwell, Christian Hame, and Trevor Eon.
Again, all very impressive names. So what's your secret? I'm sure Johnny Danger would like to know.
Yeah.
Well, some would say that my secret would be a 6'7", 300-pound pure muscle man by the name of Seven, who I've aligned myself with. So, I mean, with him in my corner, it's kind of easy not to retain the title.
And where could I go out and get one of my own?
Yeah, most definitely. He comes in really handy when those very rare times that I get close to being defeated.
And how did that alliance come about?
Well, it's kind of funny, actually. I started a group at Empire known as the Illuminati, and we had a program with the Devil's Rejects, which are pretty well known in this area. The Reverend is the leader of them.
Yeah.
And we were going into the War Games cage match, and we were down a man. And I put in a few calls, and I got Seven on board, and he helped us defeat the Devil's Rejects. And then the Illuminati was forced to disband. We lost a loser leaves town. Well, not a loser leaves town, but a losing team breaks up forever match. And the other two guys in the group, Brandon and Jason Collins, kind of cost us the match, so myself and Seven kind of dismantled them, and we've been together ever since.
That was a fairly recent match, wasn't it, the one where you guys had to disband?
Yeah, that was at the Gypsy Joe benefit show back in, I believe it was August.
Okay, and Cyrus was part of that group too, right?
Yeah, Cyrus was the original fourth man, and he started to, you know, kind of not want to defend his title, and I would step in and be the fall man for him, and I finally got tired of it and gave him his pink slip, told him he can go elsewhere. We don't need him anymore.
And I see a photo of you with two championships. What's the other title you have?
I don't currently have one. At one point, I was a tag team champion with Jason Collins. And also, when we fired Cyrus, I had to defend the Empire heavyweight title against Tank that night. So, but currently, right now, I'm only the junior heavyweight champion.
Gotcha.
Well, I've noticed the focus, it seems, as of late in Empire has been on the tag team titles, but you guys have a show coming up this Saturday. Are you going to be defending your title there?
Yes, I am. I'm having we just had Chasing the Grail, which was one of Empire's bigger shows. We call it a pay-per-view type show, and I have a rematch from that show against another Empire rookie, and he goes by the name of, it's slipping my mind because he's such a rookie. it's slipping my mind. Give me a minute and I'll think of it. But, I mean, we had a really good
match.
Is it
Ryan Vega by chance?
Yes, Ryan Vega. Thank you. I don't know why. He doesn't deserve this fight because he's only won one match at Empire and he gets thrown into a second junior heavyweight championship match, and I'm coming off the heels of defeating him the first time, and I'm going to do the same this Saturday night.
So do you feel he doesn't deserve this rematch?
No, he doesn't. I mean, I've already defeated him once. I've proven, you know, that he doesn't deserve to be in the ring with me, and Empire just got a new commissioner, Ben Thrasher, and he felt the need to give him a rematch, so, you know, I'll just go out there and I'll do what I do best and beat him again.
This show on Saturday, it looks like a lot of big matches. Am I looking at this right? Sean Tempers and Tank for the Empire Heavyweight title?
Yes, that is also a rematch from Chasing the Grail. At Chasing the Grail, myself, Seven, and Matt Fortune aligned ourselves with Sean Tempers, and we're known as Cabal, and we helped Sean Tempers defeat Tank and win the title, and Tank has invoked his rematch clause, and he's getting that title match at the show this Saturday.
All right. And then it looks like Empire has a show the following Saturday as well. Is that right?
Yeah. Empire runs the first, third, and fifth Saturday of every month. And it works out. This Saturday is the fifth, and the fifth Saturday of the month, and then we turn around and run again the following Saturday as the first.
Right. So do you know who you'll be facing that following Saturday?
No, I have no information whatsoever as to what will be happening on the following Saturday. I believe that is December 5th, 7th. If I'm not mistaken. 7th? Okay.
Yeah. And then I saw, and you both Johnnies that I'm talking to might know a little bit about this, there's a big show, I believe it's the 14th, with Empire, DSCW, and PCW doing some sort of combined show. Is that right?
Yeah, that's going to be up in Blue Ridge, Georgia at the DSCW Arena. And from what I've been told, me and Sean Tempers will be tagging against Double Dragon, KT, and Keith Hamill.
Okay. They are former tag champions, right?
Yes, they were defeated at Chasing the Grail. They did a gauntlet match, and the best of the best, Dyron Flynn and I can't remember his tag team partner.
Lamar Phillips,
thank you. they outlasted the other two teams or three teams and won the tag titles.
All right, so Empire's busy over the next few weeks, and what about you as an individual? Do you wrestle elsewhere?
As of right now, I'm just going back and forth between Empire and DSCW, but I'm always looking for new shows, and I'm open for bookings.
When is the next DSCW show?
The next one that I'm booked at is actually on the 14th, and that is the little combination show that they're running.
Right. Okay. Cool. Well, just trying to see what else you might have coming up, but I think you kind of covered it all. Is there anybody you'd like to face, assuming you are successful this Saturday, the following weekend?
There's so much good talent, in the Southeast, and Empire, I've been lucky enough to be able to wrestle a lot of the good talent, and anybody, there's a number of guys that I would love to step in the ring with, not only on the independent scene, but I'd love to step in the ring with some TNA guys as well.
I'm curious, it seems like aside from Anarchy, the North Georgia area wasn't really known for wrestling up until the past maybe year or two. It seems like, Empire and DSCW and a few other promotions have kind of risen, and their reputations have grown a little bit. What do you attribute that to?
The professionalism in the locker room and the way that the shows are ran. I mean, I know Empire, it's special because it's one of the few shows in this area, in the Chattanooga area, that have, we have a 10-inch video screen where we can do backstage segments and things of that nature. And we've got a ton of laser lights and, I mean, it's a really neat experience from a fan perspective, and DSCW as well. I mean, it's just professionally ran, and it's almost like I've always said that Empire and DSCW is equivalent to going and watching a live WWE event or an NXT event.
And what is, you know, we see a lot of promotions that run in the same areas typically not working well together, but it seems like that's not the case with Empire and DSCW. Why is that different up there?
Again, it goes back to the professionalism. I mean, it's we do the talent trade-off, and I mean, and it's just, you know, the professionalism. Everybody's, you know, professionals, and, you know, we do what we're told. You know, we're asked to do here and there, and, you know, it's the professionalism. I can't say it enough. It's professionally ran, and it's they're both great locker rooms, and I have a blast at both shows.
Is there anywhere else in particular that you're looking to expand into?
I've actually been talking with KT Himmel, and we've been talking, and I've actually I'm going to try to get onto your monstrosity shows.
Oh yeah,
actually, yeah. We've talked backstage at Empire, and he was actually right after the Six Flags shows that y'all ran, and we were talking, and I was like, I need to contact, you know, whoever I need to contact and try to get on some of these monstrosity shows, because they sound like really, really good shows.
Yeah, well, you you have a name that would fit right in.
Yeah, definitely.
Of course, we talked a little bit earlier about when we were talking to Ace, he had a snake, an encounter with a snake, after facing Jake the Snake. Is that something you've ever done? Do you actually carry a snake to the ring or anything like that?
No, I don't have a snake. I think it would be cool to get one, but I don't know how well a viper would be would do at a show like that. It might be a little dangerous, so
yeah.
I've just kind of strayed away from that.
Well, assuming that wasn't your birth name, how did that name come about?
And it's kind of funny. When I was growing up and we were little kids, me and my friends, we would call everybody Johnny. Like, everybody was Johnny. And it was just some stupid thing that we did. And one night I was sitting, you know, with some friends, and I was like, you know, I need a wrestling name because I'm training and I'm going to do this. I need a wrestling name. And we just went down a list and was I came up with Johnny Viper, and Joey Devine was my top two, and we flipped the coin and Johnny Viper won. So.
And how did you get into wrestling exactly?
I've been a fan of it all my life, just watching it on TV, and then I went to college, and when I came home, some friends of mine was like, hey, there's a show down here in Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia. It was called Dark Side Wrestling. And he said, they're training. You ought to come by. So I came by and, you know, and talked to some people and started training and fell in love even more than I already have. And that was 9 years ago on March 24th.
And what would you say your biggest match to date has been?
The guys that I've named off recently, Ace Rockwell was big for me because growing up in this area, there was a show called UEW in East Ridge, and I was there every Saturday night. And then, you know, being able to step in the ring with, you know, Ace Rockwell, for me, that was watching him at UEW, and then he helped train me a little bit. And then stepping in the ring with him, it was kind of a full circle type deal for me. And also Christian Haynes, he's a really, really great worker, and he's one that's pushed me to my limits. Him and Kyle Matthews both, and those three guys. I mean, it's just been great matches. But I've had great matches with Trevor Aeon and you know, Anthony Henry and Corey Hollis, guys like that. It's hard to have a bad match with. So.
Well, we talked a little bit about this with Ace, and it kind of applies to you as well. You're not the biggest guy out there, but you still find ways to be successful in the wrestling world. What would you attribute that to, since you're not you know, even a lot of the guys you've just mentioned are, they have bigger physiques and things like that. They look more athletic than you do. So how do you get over on these guys so much?
I'm a student of the game. When I'm, you know, I'm not at a show or I'm at home, I'm on YouTube and watching, you know, matches, and I'm studying on my opponents coming up, and, you know, I'm watching it, you know, on TV, as much as I hate to say that. You know, tonight I'll sit down and I'll watch, you know, Raw, and I see the stuff that those guys do, and I apply it into my moves, and I take advantage of situations. Everybody makes the one critical mistake, and I've become really, really good at seeing that one critical mistake and then jumping on them and taking advantage of it. And that seemed to have worked out because, 492 days as a champion, I mean, it's doing nothing but help me.
Yeah, you mentioned that you had to defend the heavyweight title under some strange circumstances, but is that a title that you aspire to, or
are
you
content
with the junior heavyweight title?
I'm always aspiring to bigger and better things. You know, the being the junior heavyweight champion, you know, it's great, but I want to be top dog. I want to be the guy, you know, and so yeah, the heavyweight title is, I want that, you know, and I'll stop at nothing to get it.
Cool. Well, I guess that covers pretty much everything. You got anything else for Johnny Viper, Johnny Danger?
Let's throw him a bone right quick. He said he's looking, you know, to branch out. If somebody wants to book you, how would they contact you?
They can contact me on my Facebook page. It is facebook.com/JohnnyViper. I'm always on Facebook. It's linked to my phone, so whenever I get a message or anything, I get it immediately. You can email me. It's hardrocker_4@hotmail.com, and I'm on Twitter, and my Twitter handle is WGA_JViper.
Johnny Danger, any chance you're working the PCW show that's up there with Empire and DSCW?
Unfortunately, I doubt it since I'm not cleared to compete with PCW anymore, but you never know.
Well, I was just thinking you guys are about the same size from what I can tell, so that might make for a good match, and it could be just the Johnny match. Or perhaps you'd rather tag team, I don't know, but I keep forgetting about your eye, so I apologize for that.
The eye, the concussion, you know, pick one.
Yeah. All right. Well, Johnny Viper, we appreciate you calling, and good luck at the many Empire Wrestling matches you have coming up.
Thank you guys for having me. It's been a blast.
All right, and we will probably talk to you later.
I'll look forward to it.
All right, well, I guess that concludes our show. We're wrapping up a couple minutes early, but I guess we'll go over the wrestling options for this week again. Wednesday, November 27th, is the one with Dab Savage, Chris Nelms, the BFFs, et cetera. And that is in Albany, Georgia. I believe it's called Turkey Toss. What was the other one? Renegade Championship Wrestling in Chatsworth is running Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And then Empire on Saturday. Pro South on Friday. Peach State on Saturday. And I believe that about covers it for this week. Next week, we have a couple of people you're familiar with, Mr. Danger. We have Fry Daddy making his Georgia Wrestling Now debut. And you know him from NWA Atlanta. I don't know if you've ever seen him in person, but of course your tag team partner, Matt Sexcells, recently defeated him for the NWA Atlanta Max Championship.
Yeah, I heard it was a great match.
Yeah, well, great competitors, so I don't see how it couldn't have been. But he's got some matches coming up, I believe, at UIW as well as NWA Atlanta, so we'll talk to him. Then we also have TMZ. And if I'm not mistaken, is he part of MAME or in any way involved in your recent troubles there in PCW?
Not only is he part of MAME, he actually made the mistake of putting his hands on my wife at the last PCW show.
That's
so
right.
I might have a couple things to say to him.
Yeah, well, he is never at a loss for words himself, so I'm sure he will have a few things to say to you and probably anybody else that cares to listen. But, yeah, he's been on the show before. It's been quite a while, so it'll be interesting to have him back. And, of course, PCW, as we mentioned, has Mythos at Actors Express on December 4th, then is back in Porterdale on the 7th, and then is part of that big show we just talked about on the 14th. So I'm sure he will be involved in at least one of those events. But I guess that's about it for this week. Hope everyone has a happy Thanksgiving. Anything else from you, Johnny?
Check out those PCW shows that you mentioned, and then a little further in the future, I hope to be defending my half of the PWR Tag Team Championships on Sunday the 15th in Gainesville. And further on ahead than that, the second annual Jason Speed Memorial Six-Man Showcase for PWR, Sunday, January 19th.
All right. Do you know who all is for any of the people that will be involved in that this time?
I believe the names they've announced thus far, going off the top of my head, we've got myself, Matt Sexcells, Kevin Ballinger, Jeter, Brian Blaze, Supernatural, El Zombie Mascaras. Those are the ones I can recall right now.
I'm guessing Marco will be involved as well.
Wouldn't doubt it.
Well, we will find out, and we will talk more about that in the coming weeks. But until then, again, happy Thanksgiving. Check out some wrestling if you have a chance to get away from the family or take the family with you. And we'll be back next Monday.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more. As always, we thank you for your continued support.